Good afternoon, listeners. This week we are talking about taking your practice deeper. We discussed reaching a plateau a couple of weeks back, and today we are going to talk about how to take that practice deeper and see what is in there and make friends with it. Listeners, I'd love to thank you for your time and your listening support today, and we'd also very much like to thank our sponsors. And we have two guests with us who are here each week, Carol and Sabre, and we will be tuning in and having a chat with them a bit later. But this particular show is dedicated, as it is every week, to Atana, who has an incredible method called the Atana Healing Method. He came up with that method because he wanted to help as many people as possible on their healing journeys. You can Google Atana, you can go to his website, which is atanamethod.com, and on that website you'll just about find anything you could possibly want on Atana. There is his music, you will find his books, you will find links to his classes, and so much more. But I'm your host, Anna, and we're going to dive right in. So, Atana, I would like you to say hello to everybody today.
Hello, wonderful beings. Hello, wonderful Anna, Sabre, and Carol, and of course, Dawn, and wonderful, wonderful listeners. We are happy to have you tuning in to us into more countries than ever before, more dimensions than ever before, and we are truly expanding into the multiverse now. I love it.
We are expanding into that multiverse, Atana. We certainly are. And listeners, you've heard me talk on these sessions quite a few times, that Atana and I talk pretty much every week, and we were discussing the topic for this week, and it sort of dovetails into one of the other topics that we were speaking about a couple of weeks ago on plateaus, mm-hmm. reaching plateaus. So Atana, yeah. I would like to understand, I mean, we're already talking about concepts that are quite complicated for many listeners. So when we discuss taking your healing practice deeper, what does that actually mean?
Well, when we have these different awakening zones or stages, we are in a place with a heightened awareness. And when we utilize our tools and we have our tools ready, and a lot of people see this more as an awakening process, where the third eye opens up, our awareness overall becomes more present to dream time, feeling, sensing. It could be on many different levels, these awakening stages, right? And so the deeper our awakening goes, and we're still in our routine of applying our energy work on a daily basis, sacred inner dialogue, doing the mantras, we still utilize this currency, so to speak, to move forward in other dimensions. And it opens up new gates, new portals, new doorways that are giving us more exposure, but at the same time, it also gives us being in a place where we can recognize more and we see more what's happening. So the more conscious you are and the more you're awakening into your power, into your energy, into your infinite, the more of your dimensionality you're using. Think about it as a skyscraper. And the skyscraper has, let's say, from 0 to 100 floors. And you are living usually like on top on the 100s and 99s and 89s floor and 98th floor and 99th. And so up in these penthouses, it's really nice. And you're looking at around you, and it's beautiful. You're off the ground. Everything is pretty nice. But the more you're basically getting activated, the more you're healing and clearing the lower level, so to speak, until you reach the ground level and even the underground levels. And so the more you become present and the more you start your healing work, the more of these spaces become clear and actually experienceable to you. That means compared to the 7 chakras now, everybody has 7 chakras, and we live usually in the upper chakras because it's nice and beautiful up there, because we live in these theoretical constructs of how life is. And often we are feeling disconnected. So by claiming the lower levels and the lower chakras, we're basically becoming more and more connected to the earth, to different areas in our lives. And think about it, when we are becoming more aware, we can now go into a room, into a house, and we actually sense disturbances or energies or even spirits that are in the house, that are occupying the house. Now, if we go into a house, let's say for visit, and we're visiting somebody, then we say the owner invites us to stay for a day or so, and we agree, and we stay in the guest house or in the guest rooms. And now we're recognizing in these guest rooms or in this guest house, there's actually spirits in there. And now we are in this place where we're now saying, hey, spirits, go into the greater central sun. Go out of my room. This is like my space. And often what we don't realize is these beings were there first. Now, when we bring our practice deeper, there is already space that's occupied. And instead of like panicking and being afraid and have anxiety about that, there now all of a sudden there's beings there. They're not after you. They have been there for the whole time. And so we're kind of like becoming now entrenched in a fight against these beings back and forth instead of really appreciating that they're there and they're having their own transformation to undergo. And we have to undergo our own transformation. And now is the opportunity given to us that we can open a sacred inner dialogue where we can communicate and find out what is your purpose? Why are you here? What is it that you're learning? What is it that you're transforming? That means you're becoming more, you deepen your practice and you're becoming more present, less fear-driven and more pioneer-driven, where you really want to find out with your pioneer spirit what's really happening here instead of like, oh my God, it's a dark entity. Get out of my space, you know. It's more, and you know, I'm not saying if you have some really heavy, dense, demonic frequencies, you may want to consider either leave the room or ask the being to give you more space. But at the same time, if it's like harmless little earthbound spirits that are floating around, they're not really life-threatening, you know. So find out what they want. Find out why you guys paths are crossing. And see if you can support each other on your journey, because you both are strangers. And there has to be an etiquette of like introducing yourself to the space. Just because you know the owner doesn't mean you energetically got introduced to the space. You have to go to your room literally asking your room, hello room, I'm planning to stay here overnight. Any beings here? Sorry if I inconvenience you. Any complaints, any, you know, speak now or be silent. And then so once they give you a feedback, then you can make your assessment and say either I need to smudge this room or I just need to ask them to leave me in peace or clear the space for the owner with the owner's knowledge about it, you know.
So I just want to just backtrack just a minute, just so I understand. So what you're basically saying is that the more energy work we do, the more sensitive we become, we can actually pick up on these beings or energy around us. Is that what you're saying? And then we can start communicating with them. Is that correct?
Absolutely. The more we do energy work, the more the path is the same. The path is awareness. So if we don't know about beings or entities or other dimensions, that means we're not fully aware about it. That awareness will eventually become accessible or present. Because all it is, it's really clearing ourselves to become more aware. And the more aware you are, the more you can claim your life, your power, and the more you can really navigate in these waters.
So that sounds pretty out there for some people, Atana. you know, like a lot of people are just getting by with their lives and, you know, struggling to deal with, you know, people that they see in their houses or down the street, let alone working with other beings. So I'd love to understand why this is important. So when you take your practice deeper and you're able to suddenly pick up on these energies, why is that so important?
It is important because you can help other people who are being plagued by this or have a problem with beings that they don't even know about. Then you can see it right away and you can say, oh, you know what? You have a chip on your shoulder, or you have a hook that's affecting you, or there's something in your foot that's holding you back from moving forward, you know, and that could be the cause for a pain that is a phantom pain and nobody knows what it is. Who knows what you can really support with that, you know? But, a phantom pain would be something different now because, you know, if somebody loses a limb but they still have a pain. But, I mean, something that's undetectable literally from, normal scientific approaches, because ultimately we know everything is energy. And from the energy approach, you can look at what's energetically interfering with the energy system and then start from there adjusting it, because that will be a much more effective change or adjustment. And the more you see, the more you can support, and the better you can be of assistance. Because a lot of the times people come to you because they don't know exactly what's going on. And the more you can see, the more you can share your knowledge with them, the more they can empower themselves and then start changing it.
Yeah, right. So what you're basically saying is, because I'm wanting to understand maybe some of the symptoms that somebody might have a little bit more around that. But what I think we might do before we dive into that, I think we'll go to a quick commercial break and then we'll come back and talk about the symptoms of having entities and earthbound spirits around you. Just stay tuned, listeners, and we'll be straight back. Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. I am your host, Anna, and we have been discussing today taking your healing practice deeper. Atana, we've just been speaking about earthbound spirits, entities, subtle energy beings that we can work with once we dive into our practice and become more aware, more conscious, more sensitive to life. So if somebody, I'd love to just understand like a couple of symptoms that somebody might be experiencing if they are being affected by these beings.
A very obvious one is when people have difficulties to go to sleep. That's like a lot of people think like, oh, this is all in my head and who knows what. But a lot of these energies that are occupying space, they can also affect the mind and the comfort level of what you're experiencing and even feeling safe, you know. A lot of the time, people have insomnia and they're keeping a light on, or they have an experience where they don't feel safe. And energetically, often their space is invaded by little space invaders that have been already being there or were added later. I highly recommend before you go to sleep, do an entity clearing just in case. Like you know how you take a shower, do the same thing energetically. Have an energy shower where you energetically clear yourself from entities, attachments, earthbound spirits, parasitic energies, just to give yourself a moment. And, you know, a lot of people do this in a prayer. That's a really good thing to do. Just do a good prayer before you go to sleep. And then just kind of clear the day off and then start the night fresh and then move forward into the night world. And often people have that feeling. What comes from that when they can't sleep? They get grumpy. They don't want to just, you know, talk to other people. And they're kind of having a feeling of not feeling satisfied and so on. But also when you're dealing with these beings, there's a constant irritation that's happening because they don't feel that they have their own space because their space is constantly invaded. And it's interesting when that happens because...
Maybe that's what my husband's problem is. He always seems to be irritated. He's always in a bad mood. Maybe I have to do the clearing of entities and earthbound spirits around him and see what happens.
Well, you're probably, you know, we had, I have a student, she had, she was married to, and her husband came in after work and he had just such a heavy energy. What she would do work with transformational green oil. That's an oil and energy clearing oil that I'm creating. And she would basically put that oil in his palms and say, rub your hands together and then just kind of like smell this. And through the limbic system, it will start clearing your energy field. And before he went to bed, she did it one more time and he was usually entity clear. But there's ways how you can do it, even smudging the space with Palo Santos, with sage, have an essential oil that you can diffuse. All of these will help to change the configuration of energy in your space. But what happens? What happens mostly is when people are affected by entities can actually affect areas of the body. Like people get headaches, people have earaches, people have sinus problems. Literally wherever there's cavities could be entities. And so you want to clear the space, any space with intention. And you want to just say an energy clearing, a prayer, an entity clearing prayer. You know, even if you say the St. Patrick's prayer, or if you say a good self created prayer, and bring the Christ in, bring the Christ consciousness in. You know, have God, have the Christ consciousness there, or the enlightenment consciousness there, high frequencies that are helping you to clear space. And then apply these, right? And then apply these to your space, apply these to your body, apply this to your emotional body, because your emotional body is a whole nother body by itself. Your mental body is a whole nother body. Then there's a spiritual body. That's a whole nother body compared. And then there's a physical body. That's a whole nother body. All these bodies have to be in alignment and clear so they can communicate effortlessly with each other. And then there's an astral body that can be traveling all over like astral travel. And so all these bodies have to be in alignment, and the spaces in between are like, it's like a lens. Each body is like a lens. If the lenses are obstructed with anything that's in between there, or just a little fuzzy, little tiny fuzzle speck of something can create a major distortion of the image that you're looking at, or even what's looking at you. And that means if we look at our source to this lens and our source answers us to this lens of alignment, then our foremost important action should be aligning and harmonizing our system. And so we have to be in harmony. Our nature is harmony. Our system wants to go back in harmony and balance. And once that's achieved, literally everything around us responds back and we are fitting in like this missing puzzle piece.
Great. Thanks, Atana.
You're
welcome. We have a guest today with us called Saber, who is with us every week. Hello, lady.
Hello. Hello, my radio family. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm taking it all in today. It's been an interesting past 2 weeks, and I find this topic to be very apropos, especially around Halloween. And yes. So, and I have to tell you, I just think that every week the topic that comes up, it has to do directly with what I'm doing or what my family's dealing with or what my best friend's dealing with. It really is amazing. So great job on the topic choices. You're creating magic for me and for lots of people. I'm just so proud of you. Thank you.
Great. Well, I'd love to. Thank you. You know, I wish I could give you some big kisses through the phone. But I'd love to hear from you about your experiences with this deeper level of healing, going down, working with these energy beings that are not quite of the look, as Atana said, of the scientific world.
Yes. Well, I could talk to you all night about this, so I'm going to choose one experience I had many, many years ago, and this was when I was seeing, I call them patients, one at a time, and I still had a healing table and all of this. I was doing it, you know, Reiki style, and I've just changed my way of doing things so much since meeting Atana, and rightly so. And so I was doing this healing for a really good friend of mine, and we were talking before about one of the ways that a entity or an energy attaches or hooks into your system. One of the things that I experience, not just with myself, but with my patients, is a hook into the spinal cord system, the spine, the back, the hips. For some reason, these somewhat darker energies love to hook into the spinal cord and cause havoc on people's backs. And when I started to learn how to release myself from these beings, these energies, my back problems went away overnight. It was amazing. I even went and got a new bed. I'm doing all these things, jacuzzi, massage, everything. And all those things are really great, but it wasn't getting to the root, which was I was taking on all of these energies when I was doing my healing work. And
yeah,
I remember I was doing, and when I was doing this healing, okay, I had my hands over this young lady, and I was lifting up the energy. I could see the entity releasing from her body. And all of a sudden, this man is standing right next to the healing table, and he looks at me, and he's got this sullen look and this frowl look on his face, and he puts his hand on his hip, and he starts walking around my office. And he goes out into the hall, and I can see him. He's looking at me still, and he just starts charging at me. I mean, we're talking like a bull, right? He hit me so hard, I flew halfway across the room. Okay?
Wow.
And, yes, and I had the worst back injury. So this particular subject that we're talking about today, many people really don't understand it. They don't want to talk about it because they really don't understand it. But it's real. And you just can't say, it doesn't exist because I don't understand it, right? So you have to really open yourself up to understanding why you may be having these physical ailments. Atana was saying before, I mean, you can have phantom pains, right? So why is that? Your body says, you know, that you're fine, and this is, you're absolutely okay, but you're having these pains. Where are these pains coming from? And you just can't say, oh, it'll go away, or I'll just take a pill for it. You know, those are things you can do, and sometimes they help you in the short term, but more than likely, they're going to cause more damage long term because those energies are in your body. They are in there, and they're messing around with your energy field, messing around with your organs, messing around with your oxygen levels. And so you really need to look at this stuff and get a grip on it, because it is getting more powerful. And I see things more clearly now than I ever have. And people are starting to see the same things that I was starting to see about 10 years ago. And so for some reason, I'm always like 10 years ahead of the curve. And I'm like talking to myself 10 years ago, people that are coming, I'm like, listen, you've got to really start clearing your energy, cleansing your body, doing the Atana method, meditation, prayer, protecting yourself, and not being afraid of it. Because, you know, I'm like big on that. If you're afraid on it, it's just going to make it worse, and it's going to invite more of that energy in. So to kind of let that go and bring in more peace with it. And the bottom line is you bring more peace to yourself, but you also bring peace to the energies that are suffering as well. That's the only reason why they have attached themselves to you. They're scared, they're lonely, they're hurting. They have seen something in you that they see in themselves, and they're attaching to you so you both can heal. And if you don't take advantage of that, that really is such a waste. It is such a waste. And to say, you know, it doesn't exist, and I'm just going to go to church because I'm just going to pray it away. Yes, you can pray, and you can make things happen with prayer. I'm a huge believer in prayer. But there's other things you need to do. And it doesn't mean you're a bad Christian or a bad Buddhist or a bad, you know, anything, right? It just means that you are taking the tools that have been handed down to us for thousands of years that were taken away from us. They're given back to us now. And take advantage of it. It doesn't mean that you're a bad person, that you're, you know, you're wanting to do this. This is a beautiful thing that God and the goddesses have given us. And we really need to take advantage of it.
Thank you. That's beautiful. I'm going to go and do some cleansing on myself after this program today. It's very inspirational. We're going to quickly go to a quick commercial break, and we'll come back with Atana and our other guest, Carol. Stay tuned, listeners. Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. I'm Anna, and we are speaking today about taking your healing practice deeper. We just heard from Sabre, very interesting topic, this one. Sabre, thank you for sharing all of that wisdom with us. It's quite insightful. We have also got another guest with us today, Carol. Hello, Carol.
Hello. Happy Thursday.
How are you going this week?
I'm going very well. I'm transforming.
We love it.
I'm going
deeper.
A bit of
transformation.
How about that?
Yeah, great. I think we're all going deeper today.
I mean, it's true what Faber said. It's like so pertinent to what we're all going through, these topics.
It is. Carol, we've been talking about entities, special energies, earthbound spirits. They're quite interesting topics to talk about, considering, you know, many people who have never even experienced them. And I wanted to hear from you today a little bit about your experiences with these energies and how you work with your clients with them.
Well, let's go back first to, like, where we started with going deeper. I would like to bring up the idea of, so when I was thinking about that, like, what does that look like, you know, to go deeper into your practice, into your energy work? And because the result of going deeper is, as Atana and Saber were saying, is that increased consciousness, that increased awareness of these entities and earthbound spirits and all. But, like, what does it look like to do that going deeper? And I have been I've been contemplating that myself, because I'm going deeper in my own practice and in my own journey. And I realized that, actually, I looked at my pantry the other day, and it's like, you know, it's kind of like we all have that space, whether it's the refrigerator, a pantry, a closet, the junk drawer. You know, we all have that space where we put stuff, and we just put the stuff there. Like in my pantry, when I start cleaning out my pantry and you start reaching back to the back of the shelf, you know, everything that's in that pantry you thought you were going to use at one point. You know, it's like there because you thought you were going to need it, or you were going to do something with it, you were going to create something out of it. And, you know, and then like life went on and it kind of got pushed to the back of the shelf and stuff got brought up in front of it and it gets pushed back. And so then one day we say, I really need to clean out the pantry. I need to clean out this space. And to me, that's what it is when you're going deeper. It's, you know, so it's like, I'm going to clean out my pantry. I'm going to, and so what happens is you start taking every, at least what I do, is I like take a shelf and I take everything out and assess it. Like, what do I still use? And the thing that I bought 2 years ago that I haven't used is now expired and can be transformed. Like, right? Like,
yeah. So kind of transform that, you know, can of walnuts that I never ever had.
Exactly. I was going to bake a pie with that, and oh, never happened.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, but what I have is I usually end up with like this whole big area around my pantry of like stuff on the shelf, I mean stuff on the counter, stuff on the floor, where I'm like taking it all out so I can assess it and let go of what's no longer needed, what's no longer going to be used. And, you know, then I put what I am going to keep back in there. But here's the thing. So like that brings clarity, right? Because it shows you what you've been like. So this is where I was 2 years ago, but I'm not here anymore, you know? So I'm going to let go of that. And I changed my mind about this, so I'm going to let go of that. And then you start putting the stuff back in. You have less because you've transformed it. You either, you know, the pair of flip-flops that don't belong in the pantry, you know, got moved to another closet, or, you know, things got thrown in the trash to be, you know, recycled or transformed. And so you end up with more space. Usually when you do a closet or a pantry reorganization,
yes,
and clearing out. Yeah. So
yeah.
To me, sometimes that's a challenge. Like, I have this space now, this cluttered pantry, you know, where I was just like just yesterday trying to find room to fit the groceries, you know, now I have this space. And I feel like that's the challenge. It's almost like the challenge that Atana was talking about, like, what are you going to do with this space? And our first, like, the first impulse that we have is, like, we want to just fill it up with something. Like, oh, I'll just, like, spread everything
Absolutely.
Out on the shelf, you know, or something. But maybe what's better is to look at that space and say, look at this wonderful space that I have, and, like, contemplate it and become conscious of it. And respect it and revere it and say, what's the best use of this space? How can I fill this space with me that it can support me? And I think that's how that ties it back in with what Atana was saying about, you know, doing the clearing and then, like, growing into that space. because in that process of the clearing, we've increased our awareness, right? Like, why did I think I was going to do that when I bought that and I didn't do it, you know? And so you figure that out and you increase your consciousness, and then you make that evolutionary step into this space that you now are going to create something different with, something that's going to help you move forward.
Yeah, great analogy, Carol. Always give great analogies, make it very simple. And so I guess the question is then, with this space that people have, it's then about mindfully creating, not just, I guess, unconsciously filling those spaces back up again.
Right, because that's like where the entities and earthbound spirits and like the darker energies come in. They come in our lesser awareness, in our unconsciousness. Like Sabre was saying, like there's something there, they're attracted, like they want to heal what we have to heal or something, right? But in our unconscious state, we allow them in. So when we become more awake, more aware, we can say, oh, why are you here? What is it that you want to heal so that I can heal that in me so that you can go on to your own transformation?
Yeah,
so what it looks like with clients coming in, or, you know, with anybody, even our listeners here, it's like if you have issues, maybe even like persistent nagging physical issues, where in your body are they? Are those issues? What chakra are those issues aligning with? And that'll give you a clue as to like what is it that you can work on, that you can transform, then that will help propel you forward.
Great. So, for example, I just want to give our listeners an example. Like if you constantly have stomach cramps or stomach pains or wind or something, would you say that that potentially could be worked with this technique on?
Absolutely. So stomach issues, are you having, like, first of all, where's your power going? Are you being drained of your power? Are you calling your power back? Who are you giving your power to, or who's taking your power? Are you afraid to take in life? Are you having a difficult time digesting and comprehending the life that you are taking in? So those are like some immediate questions that can be profound once you start looking at it from that way, on how best to move forward. Because when you start solving those issues, getting clarity with your energy work, calling your power back, and clearing that chakra area, then you have the awareness to navigate. And then you know, like,
right,
where you're going in life and how to go forward.
So you just mentioned something interesting then, like, you know, about navigating that. If somebody's, like, having trouble taking life in, would you then be using, like, I'm interested as a practitioner, are you using hands-on energy work? Are you using sacred inner dialogue, crystals? What are you doing with that, please, Carol?
Well, we're unlimited, and we live in an abundant universe, so use everything you can. That's what I say. Why not,
use,
right?
Use everything you can. Yeah, exactly.
Use transformational green oil. Use sacred inner dialogue. Do the chakra. Take Atana's online class so that you can learn how to use the self-healing technique and work on your chakras, on healing your chakras. Use, if you're working on those stomach issues, then, you know, get a citrine and start working with citrine. And, you know, you can use all of those things.
Yeah, I love the citrines. Atana's got the best citrines. Anyway, Atana, I just want to come back quickly on the Citrine piece. You
yeah.
have a number of crystal stores. How many have you actually got?
Two crystal stores in Nashville. And then I have, of course, the access to all of the crystals on the planet. The Mother Earth is my crystal store.
Mother Earth is my crystal store. I love that.
Ultimately,
I love it. You can chime in to them all.
Ultimately, it's something where I'm really seeing this as the grace of God, a Mother Earth providing these stones, and the idea that that people find these crystals and then buy them, you know, that's what makes it a store. Even the concept, if you really look at it, and you would walk in the Carolinas at the time where that person found the Star of the Carolinas, he walked in a forest and he kicked a stone, and the stone turned out to be the Star of the Carolinas, a sapphire. There was, one of the biggest sapphires. And so you can find it, you can be in attunement, or you pay for it. And some people say, well, you know, I can find these stones here. Of course, if you walk in South Africa and on the beaches, you might find like a diamond that De Beer created, now their own beaches. But if you really look at it, it's beautiful to be part of this transaction, because we know ultimately everything is one, and everything is freely flown, and everything is being given actually free, free of charge, if you really look at it, except what we have to pay for is the love of participation in this life. And showing our appreciation to love means like we could be cleaning the house, we could be just paying some money, we could be exchanging in other ways and forms, or even exchanging services. It's beautiful when I have people stepping up and they're starting to work with the stones, and they start really working on the so many different stones, so many different topics, but I love citrine. So when you work with citrine, not just that it is a prosperity stone, but it's such a powerful stone of balance that it really literally it laughs at you when you want to hold on to something. It says, why? Why would you hold on to this when everything is freely given any second? Let it go, let it go. And so it motivates you to let go of all these ideas and build-ups and concepts and lack consciousness and not thinking of having enough and just moving forward effortlessly and with your full potential, so that you can embrace the next new moment with your fullest being, instead of holding on with like, oh, I have to hold on to this, I cannot do that, what are the people going to think if I apply myself this way? And you're just being yourself. And the citrines really help you to get into your raw energy power of prosperity, of abundance, of giving and receiving without holding on, without thinking, well, should I strategically give? Should I give less? Should I give more? No, just give and receive. Just give and receive and give and receive. And be in that place. And the solar plexus chakra is one of our most precious chakras. It compensates with its own energy if any other chakra is compromised. So when you have any exhausted chakra in your system, that means your solar plexus chakra is already compromised. And so bringing citrine energy into your prosperity chakra, into your solar plexus chakra, helps basically support your whole energy system, because everything that we are is unlimited, infinite abundance. Look at humans. We're coming onto this planet every second to the millions. So we're the most prosperous beings you can imagine. So everything around us is prosperity. Mother Earth is prosperity. She constantly creates new stones, gemstones, crystals, in such an abundance, we don't even have a whole catalog of all the crystals that are there out yet, because we're discovering every day something new. Even in the history of Mother Earth, we're discovering that civilizations go further back than we thought previously. Every year, we're pushing the date back another 10, 200,000 years. And we're wondering, my God, it's like every year we're like more ancient than we thought we were. And every year we found out we are actually more advanced than we are being thought we were. And so we're remembering a lot of our infinite potential. And if we're infinite beings, that means there's an alpha and there's an omega, but at the same time, it's a circle, it's a cycle. And so everything has a beginning and an end, but everything is also unlimited. That means wherever we go into our consciousness, into our past or future, or in this moment, we have access to all consciousness. And the crystals, they help me and us really to get into that patience where we can actually being freely asking a question and receiving a question and having the patience of the time without like, I don't have the time to do this. I have 5 minutes to do that. Give me 2 minutes and I get my latte and another 15 minutes I get my juice and half an hour I get my workout in. You know, it's more like when you work with a stone, you work with a millions and millions of years old of consciousness that saw civilizations come and go, that have so much patience that once you just even connect with that patience, it gets rid of your stress like in a second. There's really no stress when you start connecting and communicating with stones.
Well, we're going to just go to a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this very interesting topic, taking your healing deeper. Thank you, Atana, for that beautiful chat about crystals. Okay, stay tuned, listeners. We'll be straight back. Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. I am your host, Anna, and today we have been discussing taking your energy healing practice deeper. Saba, just listening to everything that Atana's just talked about and also hearing Carol, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about this topic?
Well, I just wanted to add really quickly what Atana was saying, that crystals appear on the planet at the right time, and you could think of it as sort of like a healing prescription from Mother Earth, right? It is for the times, it is for you, it is for what you're dealing with, it's for what we're all dealing with. And so the crystals, new crystals, that we don't even know their names yet, right, will reappear. But also crystals that we may own that have been lost or hiding in a cupboard somewhere that Carol was talking about, just kind of reappears, and that is a really big sign that you are to work with that stone, you are to heal with that stone, and you are to realign again with that stone and help each other. So that's just something that I just dealt with. I had a Shiva Lingam that I bought almost 10 years ago, and it just reappeared 2 days ago. And I'm thinking, why do I need this, right? Oh, man, I was working with that thing for 3 days. It was wonderful. And, I mean, it was so great. That thing was so hot. After I was done working with it, I handed it to my husband. He was like, holy moly, that's amazing. So you really can feel the heat coming off of these crystals and stones and these rocks. And they intertwine with your energy. And whenever I think of Atana with his crystals, I, like, hear this little voice, like all the little crystals are going, yay, you know, they get the, oh, a tenor,
you know,
like little fairies, like little fairies in the forest. Oh, it's a tenor, wee, got a tenor. He really is the principal guy, and we love him for it.
Atana, can you actually, like, you hear them? Do you talk to them?
Yes, I am. I'm considering myself a crystal spa, because the crystal beings, they come in and then they're kind of, they're relaxed. They kind of come just out of the earth. I say, take it easy. Just lean back. We give them manicure, pedicure, massages. We clear them. We cleanse them, and we make sure that they start recovering. Some of them need to be brought up to speed.
Atana, the crystal spa. I'm sorry, I love that.
Yeah, we get them up to speed in terms of their purpose, because a lot of the crystals come out of the earth and they're still traumatized. Some of them are ready to serve right away, and some of them are, you know, just coming out of the different parts of the countries, of the spaces, and they come out and they just have to kind of for a moment acclimate. And so the energy work and my healing work and the spaces, I help them to recover, and the stones that people get from us, they're healing stones. They are often these stones that are coming to us, they are got ready and being brought on this next level so that it can really support the people on their healing journey. So as a crystal healing team, so to speak, and then they start to work in tandem together on a healing journey of the person. And they work on with each other on their purpose individually and together.
Wow, pretty cool. Carol, just on this topic that we've been discussing today, did anything come to you to add?
Well, I would like to, yes, just remind our listeners, don't be afraid to go deeper. I was thinking about, you know, like when you've pulled everything out and it's all around you and it feels, you know, like it looks like a mess. Don't be afraid when you start the journey and you're learning to do your self-healing and you're learning to work with your chakras and you're starting to have more awareness and more consciousness, then you start to realize what all needs to be transformed and cleared. Don't let that frighten you or overwhelm you. Whenever you feel overwhelmed, that's a sign that you need to be working on your grounding some more. But just take some breaths, do your work, and just walk gracefully through it. Because you always know when you put everything back and you've got that clean space, you know, in the pantry, that it feels better. So even though it's uncomfortable for a little bit, it may be uncomfortable for a little bit, just keep breathing, keep doing your energy work, keep clearing your chakras, keep balancing your chakras, keep grounding, and move through it with grace, and you will feel better, and you will feel expanded.
Love that, Carol. I can't wait to get off this call today so I can do some energy work on myself. I can't wait. I'm going to be doing all my practices. And I want to just share with our listeners quickly, we've been having a discussion today about taking your energy work deeper. If people want to learn this work, probably the easiest way is just to Google Atana. Atana's method is also available on his website, but you can just look up AtanaMethod.com, and on this website you can find links to everything that Atana offers, and his offering is immense. There's books, there's CDs, music, you can download them, there's classes, there's events, there's links to his crystal stores, as Carol said, there's online classes you can do, so much, the beautiful 1 month that he offers for donation purposes every single week. There's just so much that you can do to learn this method or to connect with an Atana method practitioner such as Carol, or work with somebody like Saber to actually help you on your journey, because sometimes we need friends and guides and healers to assist us, especially when we're learning. And goodness knows I need one regularly, even though I've been practicing this method for quite some time now. So, Atana, I just want to come back to you quickly. These spirits, earthbound spirits, that we've been discussing and entities and subtle energy beings. There's been a bit of talk about not being scared about them today, and I'd like to just sort of talk a bit about that too, because you often talk about, you know, being friendly and this sort of friendliness, this openness. I just want to touch on that a little bit before we have to finish up today.
Yeah, consider these beings as beings that are in their own process of transformation. They're on their own evolutionary ladder of becoming conscious and working on becoming more whole, as we all are. So at the end of the day, we're all beings, and we all move on this transformational evolutionary ladder and moving forward into becoming more conscious. So that's why I'm saying, let us find out who they are, what they're working on. And most likely, we're going to find out that something that we need to either assist them, or we need to maybe be reminded of that issue to work on ourselves. And that's the beauty when something is being presented to us. I really love that analogy that, you know, there's something in there for us too. And something for us to learn too in the same process. They're not just coming by coincidence. If you know that there's something that you need to be working on, they're most likely coming in and reminding you of it. It's just becoming more and more conscious and subtler levels becoming more accessible to us where we can become more aware. Ultimately, we are all beings and we are all one. And if you believe in God or the universe, and even if you don't believe in anything, you definitely can recognize that everything is somewhat connected in some way or form. And think about it in the ways that in that oneness consciousness, all is in a river or ocean of transformation, and every being has their own challenges. It doesn't matter if it's a little raccoon that has its little challenges, and if it's a human has its challenges, and an elephant has their challenges, and a spirit has their own challenges. And, you know, if you want to see, often people ask for what movies can you recommend, and, you know, I often recommend we recommend Monster Inc. to watch Monster Inc. to look at how the system is being built up for these spirits to kind of like scare people, and then, you know, put that scared energy in a container, and that's like the fuel for the otherworldly. But at the same time, they're also beings. And as a being, you have to look beyond the work part, beyond that, what you think your work is, and think about that you have more space and time to actually even experience the other dimensions without that you feel, oh, this is so inconvenient yet because I have a plan to go from A to B, and everything that's in the way is just an inconvenience. Instead of enjoying the journey, we became like taskmasters. A is important and B is important, but the most important part is the space in between is way larger than point A and point B. Getting from point A to B is literally 90% of the task. Being at point A is 5%, and being at point B is another 5%. 90% is getting there. And this 90% of experience of our lives, we're missing out on.
Very true, Atana. Well, I'm going to jump off this phone call now and go and shower myself with healing life. And I wish I could come and go to your spa, Atana. That crystal spa sounds pretty good.
Well, you have a standing invitation whenever you come.
Thank you. So, everybody, I just want to open the lines up to our guests just to say a big goodbye to our listeners today. Bye-bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Have a wonderful week.
Yes, we do love you guys.
Sending love, and we will be back next week. Thank you, everyone.